to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. I was in a dark anti-interpretive mood when I decided to check out the Yellow Deli at 18 South River Street in Coxsackie. Despite my debilitating anxiety and lack of appetite, I crawled into my Toyota Matrix and drove up New York State Route 385. I was put at ease when I arrived in Coxsackie's Reed Street Historic District, a quaint commercial enclave of neighborhood shops and uncomplicated street parking. I spotted the Yellow Deli at the foot of Riverside Park, the Coxsackie Boat Launch, and the Hudson River beyond. I'm in Coxsackie, outside of the Yellow Deli, which is yellow. The Yellow Deli is located on the ground level of a historic mid-19th century commercial building. There are yellow curtains in the window. A chalkboard facing the street said potato soup and blueberry muffin in the Yellow Deli's signature style, which is on a continuum that includes Haight-Ashbury style typography, forest fungi, basket lamps, rocking chairs, and animals playing instruments. It was lunchtime on a clear, chilly day. I sat at a table with a view of the open kitchen next to some retail cases of granola, yerba mate, and honey. I just feel really safe here. Across from my table, there was a wood stove and a window display of free informational pamphlets that had the title, A Brand New Culture, and Are You Ready for What's Coming? Under the ceiling, the walls are painted with images of people plowing and doing other forms of ancient farm labor, either in the Hudson Valley or someplace that looks just like it. Next to a rocking chair and a section of exposed brick, and across from a nook of upcycled wood booths and a mural of woodland creatures resting near a utopian lake, there was a wooden sign hanging on display. It had two sheep painted on it. Each sheep is standing on two legs like a human, with their arms on each other's shoulders. Above the sheep's heads, it reads, "We love you." The workers, who refer to themselves as worker bees, a fact that I gleaned from a sign in the bathroom and from one of the free pamphlets, seemed to be sharing responsibilities in the kitchen, which reminded me of a camp dining hall, and in the dining room, which reminded me of a cabin. I overheard some calls coming in for smoothies to go. Their yellow paper menu is hand-drawn. Their menu items are interspersed with cartoon images of flowers, rolling pins, coffee mugs with steam coming out, pancakes with butter on top, and the sheep from before. It was lunchtime, so I focused in on the create your own sandwich part of the menu.
Turkey on, what is the egg roll like?
That's probably the closest to white bread.
Okay. I'll have it on light rye.
Okay.
I ordered an austere turkey sandwich with sprouts.
Tomato, onion, and sprouts.
Right before I got the sandwich, they notified me that it would be served hot, which I was not expecting.
Everything about the sandwich is totally normal except for how hot it is.
My turkey sandwich arrived. The rye bread was a light deli-style variety.
Rye bread would make a good toast. It's not toasted though, it's more heated some other way.
And the top and bottom halves were each smeared conservatively with mayonnaise and yellow mustard. Inside, a layer of thinly sliced turkey, onion, tomato, and sprouts, which I would not have added to my sandwich, knowing that the sandwich was hot. It was served with thick and crunchy kettle-style potato chips and a pickle spear. I ate my sandwich quickly and left with some free pamphlets and a feeling that more was to be revealed. So I returned the following Monday with my dining companion.
And then, do you make your own granola?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll get one order of granola.
This time we came for breakfast, which is a substantial portion of the menu.
A cinnamon roll.
We were greeted by the same gentle worker bee who had served me my sandwich.
We'll have to try the muffin as well.
My dining companion and I were seated in the dining room where I had been seated before.
And then we'll try the breakfast sandwich.
Over time, I got wind of the fact that there was some kind of seating area beyond the kitchen that other people knew about.
And Houston Discovery?
There was a whole enclosed back patio dining room that we didn't know existed.
Discovery Houston, we're still looking at it.
So we asked if we could move there and relocated immediately.
Discovery Houston, recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
The enclosed patio dining room was bright and warm. It had an 180-degree view of the Hudson River and was full of other people having breakfast. We ordered a cinnamon roll, a blueberry muffin, waffles, granola with fruit, a breakfast sandwich with sliced turkey, eggs, and cheese on a roll, and another breakfast sandwich called the Spinwich, with spinach cooked into the eggs.
Warm blueberry muffin with pieces of walnut and blueberries. Crunchy, buttery,
with some tart blueberry.
The muffin arrived first. It was neither too big, nor too small, nor too sweet, with a moist, dark brown crumb that indicated the use of non-white flours. It was served warm, with flecks of walnut on top and orbs of real blueberry inside.
The waffle is so crispy and soft.
Next, the waffle arrived. It was in a circle shape and divided into four quarter sections.
Has a crispy crust, but then it's soft and airy in the middle.
With butter and maple syrup melting into its rectangular craters.
And the butter is really salty, which lends a nice contrast to the sweetness of the maple syrup, which I suspect is probably coming from a tree.
Like the muffin, the waffle had a complexity of color and flavor, suggesting the use of whole grain flours. This was also true of the cinnamon roll.
There's definitely like a nutritious aspect to it.
Which was light, warm, and bready, with dark coils of cinnamon.
You can see the cinnamon. It doesn't have a frosting on it, which I'm a little worried about because I like frosting, but very like gooey, warm. It doesn't need frosting because it's pretty sweet.
I gasped when I saw our bowl of granola. It was elegantly decorated with slices of banana around the entire rim of the bowl.
It's toasted granola, but not dark the way some granola is. Sunflower seeds, sesame seeds,
and had icy blueberries on top. The granola had a sticky, semi-crunchy consistency with sunflower seeds and sesame seeds inside of the large crags it was broken into. Our kind worker bee poured cold milk into the granola bowl tableside.
Not super sweet, seedy, nutty, cold milk.
Lost in an obsessive fixation with the waffle, I had neglected to try the two breakfast sandwiches, which were similar, but not exactly the same.
There's turkey, there's more cheese, and more ketchup.
One had sliced turkey on it. The other had spinach baked into the egg.
A spinach and egg disc.
And tiny diced red bell pepper.
Cheese, using the little pieces of bell pepper.
Sculptural tomato and spinach garnish on the side, standing vertically and twisting like a dolphin.
But both were served on soft braided sesame rolls with melted jack cheese and perfectly round discs of egg. So I gathered that the eggs must get cooked in a disc-shaped mold. Boldly, both of the breakfast sandwiches came with ketchup on them.
Savory. I think the ketchup might be what brand of ketchup do you think it is? I think it's Heinz.
Yeah.
I savored the last few bites of the waffle, muffin, and cinnamon roll, and I looked out over the Hudson River.
And we'll take a check whenever you have a minute. Okay. Thank you so, so much.
Far out into the distance, I could almost see the shapes of two smiling sheep levitating above the water.
I hope we can be friends,
they whispered. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.